Mitchilo Yivdei Avodah Zarah, we were saying that our Avodah's Gebayt is Miyuson on Akaras HaTov, and the best way to be Makar Tov is to understand what it was beforehand and to be able to see what we have now, what's changed from beforehand. And that's really something that should be done on a daily basis, and something that we should give over to our children, is this Yisoid that we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything. I was thinking about it. We have a list of things that we try to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam once a day for something new that we didn't thank him for the day beforehand. Now, with the situation, we're thanking him for being able to walk around outside, be able to daven with a minyan, be able to, all the things that we think we take for granted, that are be'etzem, something that we have thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for. V'ani b'roiv chazdecho ovoi beisecho ishtachavel heicho kachecha b'yirasecho. That I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'roiv chazdecho, it's with only your chesed, Ribbono Shel Olam, that allows me to come and daven. What do you mean? I need Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed to come and daven? Yeah, you need his chesed to come and daven. I don't know, I was able to daven with the minyan today. I don't know, it was not so pushy. Every person was on their own porch. And no one was coming together. But everyone's on their porch. The Shadow Wanei can be Mitzaref. But the person that daven for the Amid was a Rav of a Shul. So I figured that he's a... But that's the situation, that we don't always have the Yechilis to do what we would like to do. And now that we don't have the ability to do it, then we can thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the times that we did have the ability, and all the times that we were able to be Mitzaref, and all the times that we were able to walk outside and buy in regular stores and not be worried about going in a car with somebody and v'chulu v'chulu and dancing by a chasana and all the other things that a person would do. Like I mentioned before, the Levi is only, according to the Chevra Kedisha, only 12 people could show up. It's crazy to what's going on. But to appreciate everything, that see what you had before and see what it's now, and then you can thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hopefully it's better. It's a better situation like it was by Yetzias Mitzrayim, but sometimes, unfortunately, it's not always. That's the assertion of Achshav Karvonu Amokum L'Avodasai, is that now we see what it was like beforehand, and now we're better off. We'll just finish off a little bit. It says, Vayomer Yeshua Kol Ha'om Koyemar Hashem L'Kei Yisrael Be'evar Anor Yeshua V'Yisechem Yoylam Terech Avi Avrom Avi Yenochor V'Avidu Lehim Achirim Ve'ekach Es Avichem Es Avrom Me'evar Anor V'Elich Yisrael B'Chol Eretz Kenan V'Ar Be'zar V'Tel Yis Yitzchok. Okay, I guess we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for when the Zoom works also. Doesn't seem to always work. We'll end with this, that the Ramchal says that after Chet Adam Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for somebody to take over the Bria. Who's going to be the Uma HaNivcheres? And he found Avram Avinu. Ve'ekach es Avichem es Avram Ve'anor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu. He's going to be the new Uma. And we were zeicha to be the ones that are Kadosh Baruch Hu, that are going to run the Bria, that are going to be the Uma Nivcheres. And he's Me'evar Hanor. And that's a big story that we have to know, is that even if Kol Ha'olam Kuloi Me'evar Echod, Avram Avinu is Me'evar Hasheni. And that's really how it always is in the world. All the Goyim are connected us, and everybody, even if they smile to us, Ukedoyma. But nevertheless, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's we're all on one side of the water, and they're on the other side of the river. They're with two different worlds. And that's really the purpose of anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is to keep them Me'evar Hanor. It's to keep, if the Yidden are getting too close, if they start intermarrying, if they start being assimilation, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this thing called anti-Semitism, Lama Nikrishma Hatsinai Shemishom Yordas in the Yisrael, Chazal say. That the sinner came down with the Torah because it's meant to keep us away from them. To be able to keep the Torah, we need the anti-Semitism sometimes. We shouldn't, if we have the Torah, then we don't need anti-Semitism. But it's the way of keeping us, Me'eva Hanara, on the other side of the river. And we'll stop here. We'll leave for the next time, Be'ez Hashem. I hope on Thursday night we'll be able to have another shir. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you all very much for joining us.